I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We've learned in the past week that many more migrant children were separated from their parents at the southern border than was previously understood. That policy is the subject of several lawsuits. There's another class action lawsuit filed on behalf of 10,000 migrant children. The suit accuses the U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement, or ORR, of sharing information with ICE about family members here who come forward to sponsor detained children, information like fingerprints. If the sponsor is undocumented, it can have a chilling effect. Mary Bauer with the Southern Poverty Law Center is a lead attorney on the case. The sharing of information is not about protecting kids, she says, and a Trump administration memo makes that clear.
We know that this was intentional because a memo leaked last week reveals in black and white, in writing, that this was the precise intention of the policy. It was for the purpose of arresting and deporting sponsors and deterring people from coming to the United States in the first place. So it is essentially a policy of using children as bait to catch their parents.
So the Trump administration said back in December that it relaxed its fingerprinting policy. But this lawsuit, your lawsuit, says that's not true.
No, they did relax their fingerprinting policy, and some kids got out as a result. And what they did was say, we are no longer going to require fingerprinting from every member of the household in every circumstance. And so as a result of that, some kids did get out. Several thousand kids got out in December, and the population was reduced from 15,000 to just under 11,000. But ORR still has unfettered discretion to require fingerprinting, to require home studies. They do that in many cases. They're still fingerprinting sponsors. And most importantly, they did not change the policy, the memorandum of agreement between ICE and ORR that says that all information that is shared with ORR will be turned over to ICE. And so that means that the information that is being collected ostensibly to help children is now being weaponized and being used against those families.
But isn't collecting fingerprints a way to screen migrants? And shouldn't that be required of the government to do?
In the past, fingerprints have only been used and have only been required when there was some sort of red flag or concern about the identity or background of the sponsor. These are kids often in their teens. They know who their parents are. They know who their relatives are. In most of these cases, there's absolutely no reason to lock up a child for months waiting for biometric information to come back. There's just no need to do that.
So maybe you can give us one example of one child, one case that shows what's at stake with this policy and what your lawsuit is trying to deal with.
Yeah, I'll tell you about a child that we refer to only by his initials, J-A-T-L. J-A-T-L is an 11-year-old child who crossed into the United States back in August near Hidalgo, Texas, with his uncle. He was detained around August 27th. And he is still in detention. He is in detention despite the fact that his mom and his aunt are both willing to be sponsors. And an 11-year-old child who now has anxiety, depression, nightmares as a result of being locked up is still locked up for 5 months. There was a psychiatric evaluation done back in November that recommended he be reunited with his family as soon as possible, and he is still detained.
Yeah, that is clearly not a good story. How is this policy under Trump different than what the Obama administration would have done?
Under the Obama administration, information provided to ORR was not shared with ICE. So parents did not have to choose between helping their child and destroying a family and risking deportation. The way that this information is being shared is an abomination. It is really using children to deport their parents. And in one case, we've spoken with a child whose father was deported as a result of this process. Imagine how traumatizing that is for a child to know that it was his father's concern and love for him that caused him to come forward and that resulted in him being deported.
Mary Bauer is with the Southern Poverty Law Center. She's one of the leading attorneys in a class action lawsuit that's alleging detained immigrant children have been used to catch undocumented parents and sponsors. Mary, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We reached out to the Office of Refugee Resettlement for comment, but have not heard back yet.